track 11, and we come to what's on in and around the area. The first piece is headlined Cake for Vets. Now, why would vets want cake? Well, what it says is a coffee and cake morning for veterans, serving members and families at the club, presumably the British Legion Club, on 16th of September between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. The aim is to provide an opportunity for anyone to meet and discuss any concerns in private with a member of the branch team in a welcoming place. If it's successful, it will continue on a monthly basis. What's that sound? Do you hear that? It sounds like, oh yay, oh yay, oh yay. And that can only mean one thing. The town crier competition returns to Newton Abbott. Newton Abbott's town crier, Nigel Kennison, will be welcoming his fellow criers to the town on Saturday, September the 9th, as it once again hosts the most ancient competition. The event, which is being sponsored by Austin's, the Society of Independent Brewers, and Keith Stokesmith, the Lord of the Manorial Borough of Newton Abbott, kicks off just after 10 and will run into the afternoon. Criers from across the country are expected to make the journey to Newton Abbott for the competition. And my wife and I were invited to judge that competition a few years ago. It was a very entertaining day. And for one day only, M&J Bowers Limited, a family-run shredding business, will be outside Newton Abbott Library, and people are invited to bring along any and all unwanted papers. The mobile shredding unit will be outside the Passmore Edwards Centre from 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Tuesday, September the 5th. Perhaps you've been having a sort out at home and have found confidential papers that are not suitable for recycling, a spokesman for Newton Abbott Library said. We just request a small donation towards our charity Libraries Unlimited. It should be noted the library is unable to accept shredding items before or after this date. And it was mentioned on one of the news stories that Abfest takes place on the 14th to the 17th of September, and that's at Fermoy's Garden Centre on the Totnes Road, Ipplepen. I'm sure there'll be more details next week. The Bovey Tracy Players have started rehearsals for forthcoming autumn production of Never Mind the Butler. The play is a comedy about an aristocratic family who suffer the indignity of his lordship gambling away the estate in a game of poker, which is also done before, playing draughts and before that playing conkers. Never Mind the Butler can be described as a spoof on period dramas and will be lots of fun. It'll be performed in the function room of the Dolphin Hotel in Bovey from October the 19th to the 21st. Next month's drag spectacular at Tor Bay's Babbacombe Theatre has been cancelled. Unfortunately, due to circumstances beyond their control, the entire tour, including the Devon event, has been cancelled. And what could be more fitting in this coronation year? Dawlish Choral Society chosen to celebrate the occasion with the performance of Mozart's Coronation Mass. That's taking place sometime this autumn. The Mass was first performed in 1779. And the rehearsals for the Coronation Mass start at the Manor on Monday, September the 4th at 7:30. So if you or if you know anyone who is interested in singing, would like to join the Dawlish Choir, then that's the place to be on Monday at 7:30 p.m. If you want to have a word with anyone, it's Ailsa Spackman on 01626 891 584. 01626 891 584. And finally, a compelling and thought-provoking new drama about the first atomic bomb comes to Dartington's Studio One next month. Told through the eyes of a scientist, a daring pilot, and a devoted daughter, the mistake confronts the dangers that arise when humans dare unlock the power of nature. The Mistake will be performed at Dartington on September the 8th at 7:30, and following the performance, there will be a Q&A session. Tickets are available from the Trust website, which is dartington.org. And that's all we have for What's On for this week.